Councillor Nick Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're able to have a debate today about this budget because both the opposition groups have put forward alternatives to the budget that's been recommended by the Cabinet. But in the argument about whose fault this is and where the national cuts continue, we're hampered because, of course, the Labour government chose not to conduct a comprehensive spending review in their last year in office, so we don't know what they would have planned for local government. And they decided not to put forward any proposals in an opposition shadow comprehensive spending review this year. All we know is Labour would have been making very big cuts in public spending had they won the last election. They can argue not as big as the cuts that were being made. We don't know, because they never spelled out quite what those cuts were going to be. And we can debate till the cows come home what its impact on local government would have been. My guess is it wouldn't have been terribly different, because I don't suppose that anyone went into the comprehensive spending review wanting to make huge cuts to local government early on. But that's the way that the figures work out. So we're hampered tonight because there was a dishonest Labour government who made dishonest spending commitments, didn't face up to the realities. Councillor Livingston, in moving the budget, was drawing a contrast between the coalition and America, obviously overlooking the fact that the US Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner today praised the coalition's deficit reduction programme and said that the competition over light regulation of financial services was largely to blame, in his view, the fight between New York and Frankfurt and Paris and London was largely to blame for the banking crisis that got us to mess in this first place. And of course, in the last 30 years, there was one party which was very proud of its light regulatory approach towards the city and the banks. And they sit opposite to us today. There are choices tonight, Mr. Mayor, and I want to concentrate on two choices that are there for Council Assembly to consider. First choice is what we do to combat childhood obesity, which is one of the big public health problems that faces this borough. The solution that's put forward by the Labour Party is that we should extend free school meals to all children, regardless of parental income, a proposal which has no public health backing at all in the fight against childhood obesity. One meal a day, 5 days a week, 39 weeks of the year. Try and figure how that's going to help combat childhood obesity, as opposed to the exercise programme in the Southwark Community Games, hugely participatory, hugely good, and every public health expert in the country will tell you there's a direct correlation between childhood obesity and childhood exercise. The second choice is about what we do with the elderly and where we think we should have their lunches. The Labour group say we should halve the cost of Meals on Wheels for people who are eating on their own at home. We say no, that money should go to continue to support the luncheon clubs for the elderly in this borough, like the Irish pensioners, like the Black Elderly Group and so on, because all the research is that it helps the elderly to be able to socialise with other people and not to be stuck at home as the dumb recipient of a council service. Now those are two choices that we have a vote on tonight. I'm very proud that the group which I'm a member of is making what I think is the right choice, and I hope that there are sufficient councillors in this chamber, regardless of party whip tonight, to vote for common sense, to vote for progressive policies, and to vote to save the game and to save the elderly.